Blog Talk Radio. enjoy the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, listen, let's get into the word. Okay. The Lord gives direction. Our Heavenly Father is the giver of every good gift. His mercies are vast, powerful, and real. His love has the ability to completely overwhelm and satisfy every one of our needs. Everything He gives us satisfies, transforms, and leads us to an abundant life. As we spend this week stirring up our affections toward God, allow your heart to become soft and open. Allow its loving character to draw you close and provide life to every dry and weary place in your soul. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 and 18 offers a hopeful yet heart-wrenching promise of God. Scripture says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you have paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. What would it be like to experience peace like a river? What would it feel like to float on a continual stream of rest and contentment? How would past circumstances have turned out differently if only we would have listened to the commandments of God? Isaiah makes it clear that a lifestyle of peace and righteousness is readily available to us. If we simply follow the Lord our God who leads us in the way we should go, let's open our hearts and minds to the Spirit of the living God today and ask Him to mold and shape us into followers of His direction. Psalms chapter 32, verse 8 and 9 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. The Lord is faithful to give directions. Psalm 119:105 says, Your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path. God's word illuminates the ways in which we should go physically, emotionally, and mentally. His word is designed to influence the ways we think, feel, and act. If we choose to follow the direction offered to us in Scripture, we will discover a wellspring of peace and righteousness that completely drenches out every part of our hearts with passion and purpose. Scripture is also clear that God continues to speak to us and offer us direction straight from His voice. In John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. All throughout the New Testament, we see God's people living and working by the direct word of the Lord. The Holy Spirit loves to speak to us and give us knowledge of His plans for us. Our job is to keep our ears open to Him and respond any time He offers us direction. He longs to lead us daily into incredible plans He has for us. He longs to direct us into abundant peace, joy, and purpose. As His sheep, we must acknowledge the leadership of our shepherd and trust in His guidance. What situation lies before you today in which you need the direction of your all-knowing, loving Heavenly Father? Where do you need peace and righteousness today? Where do you need your path illuminated? Dive into the word of God's heart under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and search out His commandment for your life. Tune your ears to the frequency of God's Spirit and listen to whatever He says to you. May you discover the direction you need today as you pray. Meditate on God's desire and ability to offer you direction through His word and voice. Psalms 37, verse 23, if the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Where do you need God's direction today? Where do you need the peace that comes from knowing God's will and desire for you? Ask the Spirit to direct you right now and dive into what God's word says about your circumstances. Trust that God will speak to you perfectly because He loves you. And He will make His will known to you if you ask Him. God never desires to send you out into this world on your own. He longs to establish you as a good follower of his direction. He longs to teach you how to live your life under the guidance of the Spirit and the Word. Spend time receiving fresh revelation on what it looks like to follow your Heavenly Father and receive his will. Ask him to guide you throughout your day-to-day and teach you how to be a good follower. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 37 and bring this devotional more to light. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of going this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down? Maybe you're lacking purpose in life, and you need purpose. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs. Or sexual morality. Or gambling or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So if he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say, may he keep you highly favored. Amen. So if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. And once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live. And you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Let's play some more music. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All righty. Well, let's go for the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, your qualifications originate in me. Your education does not qualify you. Your experience or maturity does not validate you in the assignment I have set before you. I haven't chosen the wise or the prudent. I haven't chosen the learned or those with academic credentials. I choose the foolish, the base things, and those things that are not, in that you are a perfect vessel, because of all glory comes not from your own accomplishment, but from anointing I have released to you and the yieldness in your heart. So make it your determination to trust in who I am and you, and not any other thing, says the Father. When you have no strength, I am strong on the inside of you. When your insights fail you, I will give you vision and direction. When all men forsake and despise you, I will lift you up and cause your feet to take hold on solid rock of my faithfulness. Be resolute, says God. Be determined that in nothing will you be swayed away from what I have set before you. And you will have good success, and you will see the sea of the travail of your soul and be satisfied. Amen. That goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, I will take all prayer requests, okay, except for silly ones, okay, man, Mark, okay? Okay, there's people that call up and want me to pray for their asshole, and they come on. Nobody has pressed the one key to be heard, okay? I don't know if anybody wants to come on tonight and talk, okay? If you do, push the one key and I'll bring you on. Otherwise, I don't know you want to talk. Okay. All right. Sir McGillicuddy, that is not called for, okay? Okay? We don't use those words, okay? Okay? In this ministry, okay? So, okay, they got a person that pressed the one key. Let me bring them on, okay? 111.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay. All right. All righty. Well, I brought a caller on. All I wanted to do is cough. Okay. I'll bring another caller on. 111. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Pastor Kent. This is Mike Hunt.
How you doing, Mike Hunt?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I had a question for you. There was some things said by Dr. Kent Hopper about you that you sent somebody to attack his ministry or something like that. I don't know the whole story, but did you do anything or have people attack his show?
No. I'm not petty like that. I don't do things like that.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but he was talking a lot of bad stuff about you. I didn't know if maybe you would call him on his show and confront him on air. I think that would be great. And as a matter of fact, I would even tell him, hey, you look like an English bulldog, you know, and give him hell back if he's saying stuff about you. I think you should confront that SOB. I'll keep it clean here. But
I mean, what's the use really? Okay, he's gonna say what he wants to say anyway. Okay, so you know, I can't change his mind. He's a fool. Okay, and you know, with that being said, anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I can't do anything more to help him, okay? I worked with him for a while back in 15, okay, and until he started doing some cursing in the shows, okay, and I just couldn't have that, okay? Yeah, I mean, so we broke ties.
Yeah, and you know, he was saying some bad stuff about you. And, you know, I called in to get a prayer request done and ask him for advice, and he hung up on me. And I was sitting here thinking, you know, Pastor Ken never hangs up on me, no matter what. So, you know, hey, if you get tired of it one of these days, maybe confront him. I think a good debate between the two of you would be pretty good radio. But anyhow, now it's time for a poetic update. And, Doug, this is for you. If you're at home, I hope you're tuning in. Last night, Doug got drunk, but that's nothing new. He peed his pants and might have went poo. Doug loves his Tony Talk blow-up doll. He gave it a screw. He tried to 69 it. Think about that. Ooh. Doug went to work this morning with only one shoe. If you were that hungover, you would too. He crashed his truck, and now he will be sued. Now he's going to spend some time in jail with Bubba. What should he do? He's excited about the gay sex, but as far as sobering up, he has no clue. This has been a Douglas Sidney Kossoff update. Thank you.
Amen. That was, you know, you're very interesting, Mike. Okay, you come up with some interesting poems.
Thank you, Pastor Ken. I just call them as I see them. And, oh, by the way, seems like Mad Mark and Ashley are getting along. I think that's great. I think they're both godly people and good people. And I see Douglas left the chat room and cried and ran home and went out of the chat room. He needs to toughen up, be a little bit more polite, and contribute with everybody. And also, thank you for keeping the chat room open and keeping dialogue going. And also, if you have any other callers, I would love to hear them. Thank you and good night.
Yes, I do. I have other callers. Okay. Amen. Good night. Thanks a lot. God bless, Mike. Okay. All righty. Let's bring on 404, which I believe it should be Pastor Wanda. Is that you, Pastor Wanda?
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In Psalm 118:24. Hello, my brother.
How you doing? You sound kind of hoarse.
Yes, I'm a little hoarse. All is well. Just giving God glory. Been on the front line. I've been calling and I've been trying to get in touch with you.
Well, I'm on Facebook all the time, okay.
My phone's not making any excuses. Phone shut down. Facebook won't let me in for a minute. I'm by my phone. So God has blessed me to get two new phones. So now I can get in touch with you. I left a message on the message that I think you and me can't.
I haven't received any. I left one
last night.
Oh.
Last night.
Okay. I'll check it again. Okay, and see.
I apologize for not coming on. I went down spiritual, but everything, if you have not been tested and been tempted as well, but everything is for God's glory. You know, I'll be
Amen.
Back this week. So
Amen.
That's what's going on, because I've been out doing what God called, trying to bring people to
Alrighty.
Know the true living God. Okay. So I'll be ready next Wednesday, if that's the song.
Okay, all righty.
Thank you.
That sounds good. You're going to be ready for this Wednesday coming up?
I got all my stuff. I've been calling. But I don't know if you can see my number, but the phone was cracked. I would call in. And I listen to all some of the messages. And I see it, and I said, I'm just kidding. It's in here on my own. So all glory go to God. Okay.
Amen. All
yes,
right.
Well, rest up that voice,
okay, Wanda. Okay?
Okay, Wanda. Okay.
Okay, so your vocal cords are you can be able to...
I've been, the Lord then had me ministering Bible study with the next generation. And we're going to ask a lot of stuff I have to talk with you on. And all is well. So I've been up since yesterday, went to bed, and I got back up and had to, somebody's knocking at my door. They didn't have a place to go. And
okay.
I've been up all day. So I finally went to sleep, and then when I woke up, I'm sound like this. Okay. So I'm gonna
well,
talk
you know, you, we're not getting any younger, okay? You gotta take care of yourself.
I mean, I went to the doctor. I don't have no corona or anything like that. Cause my leg, well, I couldn't walk, but I could walk, but it was real difficult because something was going on for spiritual. Because the S said I had to have too many placements and things were going on, but I don't want to speak on the air because I know God is able and He can do it. It seems one more I can pay that. And I believe in Isaiah 55 here. So as I went to the same method, you know, the word of God first, and then I had to get some naproxen to help me. Now I can walk, but I can't bend my knee. So I'm still limping. I'm on the cane with it now, but all is well. All is well. So
okay.
I'm going to get off the radio. I just want you to know I'll be there. I'm going to call you.
All righty,
Pastor
Wanda. Okay. We're glad to have you back. God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
All righty. That was Pastor Wanda. She's not doing too well tonight. Her vocal cords are kind of hoarse there. Okay, let's bring on another caller, 814, which should be Doug. Hello, Doug, how you doing? Doug, hello?
Hello, Ken.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I had my phone on mute.
Oh, that's all right. I kind of figured that.
Yeah. Because I'm on mute, so, yeah. So how you doing tonight? Where's Pastor Veal?
I don't know. They were doing a show at the same time I started doing my show. They decided to do the show the same time I do mine.
Oh, yeah, they're real brilliant, aren't they?
Well, that's okay, you know. I mean, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yep, you're right, that's true. You're right. It's a free country, right?
Yeah.
Used to be, I mean, whatever. So where's the poem guy that wanted to talk to me?
He's still here. Mike, you there?
What? At first, you don't have to bring him on.
I just heard
someone mentioning my name, so I figured, hey, you want to mention my name? Sure, I'll call in. We can talk, you know. I won't talk over you. I'm over that. See, I'm learning in steps, just like I told you before. It's taken a while, though.
That's all right, Doug. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
I guess no one wants to yell at me tonight, so, you know.
No, I guess not.
It's got a message that says, I'm on your show now.
You got a message?
Is this your number? Huh? I know it's 210, right?
Yeah, 210.
What's the last number of the last, you know, the whole last number?
The whole last number?
The last number of your phone number. Because I just got a message from you.
I didn't get any message.
No, you sent me a message, it says.
I sent you a message?
Yes. It says,
no,
you are on my show now.
I didn't send any message.
And it's from 210, which is your area code, which I already know that.
Yeah.
And the last number of the whole number is 1. Is that
no,
the last number?
Me.
Okay. Well, I knew it wasn't you. Because now he just said, this is Pastor Ken, and I am, I'm not going to say it. Because it's disrespectful, but yeah, someone's trolling me on my phone. All right, well, have a good rest of your show.
All right, you too there, you have a good night there, Doug.
All right, take care of yourself, my man.
Take care of yourself.
You and Tony. All right, bye.
Bye. All righty. Well, I'm going to say good night to everybody, okay? So have a blessed night, everyone. I will be back on the air Saturday, okay? I'm deciding to just do 4 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, okay? And Sunday's at 5 o'clock p.m., okay, for God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic, okay, Tabernacle Church, okay? Mad Mark, I can come into Discord, okay, which I shall, okay? Alrighty, well, God bless everyone. Have a blessed night, and hope to see you for Saturday's show. Bye-bye, everybody.